Hello, it's The Briefing. It's John Givens. It's Tuesday, the 25th of June, and we have got with me Ian Salmon and Andy Heaton to talk about, well, we're going to talk about the Euros a little bit. We're going to talk about it from a Liverpool angle, of course, and just see if the lads have spotted anything interesting going on in the papers or online that we want to sort of have a bit of a chat about. But obviously, Andy, you know, it's an audio show, so people can't see you are in full beef eater outfit ahead of England tonight. Union Jack ready, sword there, God save the king. I'm still getting used to that.
Going round to Kev's to watch it.
Do you know what? I was madly into it, and now this Trent stuff's come out that he's not playing. I'm like, oh, fuck the bricks. Hope to get battered.
Yeah, I think Neil put something on socials the other day saying, or it might have even been you, no, John, it was you.
Yeah.
Saying it's nice just watching it and not really having a vested interest in it. And I'm like, yeah, actually, yeah. Just kind of the sense of there's a game on, if you want to watch it, you can take it or leave it, blah, blah, blah. And that was the attitude as well with like the England game. You know what? I was kind of with you with England, where I was thinking, oh, maybe I want them to do well. And then I made the fatal mistake of going to Benidorm last week when England were playing. And I was instantly reminded of every single reason why I'm like, nah, fuck them. Even besides the Trent thing. And the Trent thing is just the icing on the cake. I think it's absolutely fucking ridiculous. It just reminds me so much of the whole the Gerard Lampard thing from many, many moons ago, where people are shoved into different positions to accommodate player X, player Y, player whoever. And it's just, it's the scapegoating element of it. It always worries me when you can see the headline before the ball's being kicked. Mm-hmm. And I thought with the game last week, even before it kicked off, I'm like, Trent's going to have a 9 out of 10 here. Otherwise, the knives are going to be out. And good enough.
Anything less than world class was never going to be good enough, was it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, look, the through anyway. So, sorry for all the listeners here, but I might not even watch it, mate, to be honest. If the weather's good, I've got the hot tub there, I've got some burgers on the side, I'll just chill out. My boys went through last night, so I'm not asked.